Prolexic recently released its Global Distributed Denial of Service, or DDoS, attack report for the fourth quarter of 2013. The period from October to December 2013 was a record-setting period for denial of service attacks. In the quarter, Prolexic mitigated the most DDoS attacks ever for one quarter and also mitigated the largest DDoS attack it has ever faced. The monster attack peaked at 179 gigabits per second. In a new trend, mobile devices and mobile apps were observed participating in DDoS attacks. Infrastructure layer and application layer attacks were split similarly to the previous quarter, with infrastructure attacks accounting for about three-quarters of all attacks and application attacks accounting for about one-quarter of all attacks. A significant change, however, was an increase in the use of charge-in protocol in infrastructure attacks. This was first noted in the summer of 2013, when charge-in was used in 3% of all DDoS attacks. Through the fall quarter, it accounted for 6% of all DDoS attacks, which represents a substantial increase. Another recent development was the emergence of the use of the Network Time Protocol, or NTP, in application attacks. NTP is used to synchronize the time on networked devices, but DDoS attackers have now figured out how to use it in DDoS reflection attacks. The misuse of the NTP protocol is increasing, although it is still very small, accounting for about 0.25% of all DDoS attacks. The United States was the main source of DDoS attacks during the fourth quarter of 2013, accounting for about 0.25% of all attacks, and China came in second by originating 19% of all DDoS attacks mitigated by Prolexic. In an interesting turn of events, Thailand not only rejoined the top 10 source countries after several quarters of not appearing on the list, but ranked third with 13%. There was a noticeable presence of Asian countries in the top 10 source countries during this period. Growing economies and an expanding information technology infrastructure, plus large numbers of people online, are fueling DDoS attack campaigns coming out of Asia. It also appears there may be an increasing number of hacktivist groups becoming active in DDoS campaigns from Asia. During the fourth quarter, Prolexic mitigated a sophisticated DDoS campaign against a financial services firm. The campaign involved at least 12 different attacks. You can learn more about these attacks and global DDoS attack trends in the full fourth quarter 2013 Global DDoS Attack Report from Prolexic. Download it from Prolexic's website at www.prolexic.com/attack-reports. That is www.prolexic.com/attack-reports.